Meseches Kelim, Perikei Mishnah Zayin. Tanner Shanitma. Let's say you have a Tanner that became Tame. Ketzad Matar Naisei. How are you Matar it? And specifically, how are you Matar it without completely destroying it? So let's say you don't want to have a complete loss. You don't want to total the oven. You want to be able to salvage something from it. So how are you Matar it? What's the minimum amount of destruction necessary? So Cholkai Lishloisha, you split it into three. And these splits are vertical from top to bottom. The geyer and you actually the geyer es hatfela at sheheva aretz, and you have to scrape off the tfela, the coating, and that is the clay coating around the outside. So not only do you have to split the inside ceramic earthenware walls of the oven, but you actually have to scrape off at these splits also the clay that's holding them together. At sheheva aretz, until it would be on the ground, meaning that the split has to go all the way to the ground, including the split of the clay. And not only that, they have the oven has to sit directly on the ground. Ordinarily, you would cement the oven in place using clay or something onto the ground. You have to remove that clay or cement, holding it to the ground as well, until the pieces of the oven are lying on the ground, and they actually have to be physically moved apart from each other. We'll see later, according to some shitas. Rabbi Meir says, "Ein etzarich legrar es atfelo." You don't have to remove the coating v'loy al ad sheheva aretz, and doesn't have to be down to the ground where it's lying on the ground. Ella, only what do you have to do? Mematoi mibifnim. You have to lessen it from inside, meaning you have to reduce the size of the oven from inside arba tfachim until it is less than four tfachim high. So the splits can only go down four tfachim, and you don't actually have to remove the clay coating on the outside. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, he goes back on the Tana Kama, like we said before. Not only do you have to split it into three, but tzarech lasia, you actually have to move it so that the pieces are moved apart from each other. Chalukai lishnayim. Let's say you split the oven into two. Echad gadol v'echad katan. One piece is large and one piece is small. So the piece that is large consists of the majority of the original oven. So we say hagadol tamei. So the large piece is going to be tamei. V'hakatan tar, but the small piece will be tar. Chalukai lishloisha. Let's say you split it into three. Echad gadol kishnayim, but one piece is as large as the other two, so that one third is actually the majority of the original oven. So there again, hagadol tamei, the large piece is going to be tamei, ushnayim haktanim taharim, and the two small pieces are tahar. Chitchai chulyos l'rachbay, Mishnah Ches. Let's say you cut the oven into segments along its width, so you sort of cut it into ring-shaped segments. So pachis me'arba tfachim tahar. If each segment is less than four tfachim, and the mafarshim add, no one segment is the majority of the original size of the oven, so then it's going to be tahar. Merchai betit. If let's say you plastered it with plaster, so makabel tuma. So then it's makabel tuma. So what we're referring to here is you took an oven that had previously been taken apart properly, and you put the pieces back together. And to hold them together, you plaster the outside with clay or plaster or whatever it is. So in that case, we say makabel tuma. It is makabel tuma. Mishi yasi kenu kedei lefais b'osuf ganim. Once you've heated it enough to cook sponge cakes inside, then it'll be considered like a new keli, and it'll be makabel tuma. Herchik mimenu es atfela. But let's say you put the pieces back together, but you don't put the clay right on top of it, but you distance them from it, so they're off, from the pieces, the ceramic pieces of the oven by a little bit. But nasan chayl artzara b'insayim, and you put sand or pebbles in between the tefela, the plaster or the clay coating that normally goes right on the outside of the oven, but you put some sand in between there or some pebbles. So b'zeh aimru, by this they say hanida v'hatahira alfeis by a nida, and a woman who's tar can both bake in it at the same time v'hu tahar, and it will be tahar. It's not makabel tumah.